6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The frontrunner wasn't there, but Donald Trump's two rivals for the Republican presidential nomination were staking out their positions in Iowa last night ahead of that state's caucus. Nikki Haley in the CNN debate trying to find some middle ground on
the
abortion.
Democrats put fear in women on abortion, and Republicans have used judgment. This is too personal of an issue to put fear or judgment.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling for states' rights when it comes to education.
I don't want a nationalized curriculum. I think that that's a bottom-up thing. I want to get rid of the Federal Department of Education, get that weight off the backs of the state and local governments.
Governor Donald Trump sat out this fifth debate, holding a town hall event on Fox at the same time. Closing arguments in the former president's New York fraud trial get underway today. He will not be speaking, though the judge was prepared to allow him to.
He would
to.
Let him speak, but Trump couldn't testify. He couldn't make it a campaign speech. Right. He had to stick to relevant facts. I mean, really, closing arguments are about legal theory. Yeah. So he was very willing to, on those terms, let Trump partake, and his team just could not agree.
This is Katrina Kaufman. Israel in the dock over Gaza. Preliminary arguments at the World Court in The Hague today, where South Africa is accusing the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams says any ruling won't have
teeth. There is no enforcement mechanism. And so Israel could choose simply to ignore any provisional measures that the court decides to lay down. And I think that is probably what Israel will do.
Israel makes its defense tomorrow, both Israel and the U.S. calling the genocide accusations baseless. Chances of another government shutdown are rising as House Speaker Mike Johnson tries to hammer out a compromise, but getting pushback from Republican colleagues, as CBS's Scott McFarland tells us.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has worked part of a compromise to keep the government open later this month with the next deadline. He's done so with Democrats in the Senate. He has a flank of Republican members. Freedom Caucus, more conservative members who don't like it, and began their protest, withholding their votes on procedural matters, shutting down the House from voting on things. We'll see what happens next, but the two deadlines for a government shutdown, January 19th and February 2nd, are more ominous now.
Hunter Biden appearing in a California federal court today, the president's son being arraigned on income tax evasion charges. CBS's Catherine Herridge is in Los Angeles.
It's the first time the judge will be with the government and the defense, so it's a chance to create a roadmap for the filing of the motions and even discuss a potential trial date.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost three of their last five. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Oh, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on yet another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 6+ inches of snow with very strong wind gusts and blowing snow, with snow starting late tonight, continuing through Friday, and wind really kicking in Friday night through Saturday. Stay tuned for updates today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Sometimes when I fly, I'm friendly and I feel like talking to the person next to me, but sometimes I don't. I'd be on a plane for 6 hours. I don't look at the person next to me. I don't talk to them. I don't even acknowledge their existence. And when the plane lands and we're pulling up to the gate, I like to go, "So what's your name? Do you have any hobbies or anything you want to talk about?" "Well, let's get off the aircraft then. What do you say?" "Rented a car. I rented a car. This happened the other day. I had to be someplace at 11 a.m. I'm driving. I glance down. It's 10:25, which gave me plenty of time to get where I was going. A few minutes later, I glance down again. It's 10:25. Then I realize I'm listening to 102.5. Yes. And I'm late. I'm late for my appointment.
Psycho and the killer in the film. And right after he does a very grisly murder, he starts walking down the street and they're playing this song. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. 608. Yeah, we finally did get some snow. I need him to stop. Clock is right twice a day, so the weather forecasters, they got it right this time. They didn't get it right yesterday. Anyway, so yeah, we got some snow on the ground this morning. Some wet, heavy snow. And I got to tell people, and we're going to have Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department in at 7:06 talking about winter snow driving and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? Stop the tailgating already. You don't need the speed to get to work this morning, all right? I got people tailgating me so close I can't even see their headlights this morning. And the roads were, you know, they were just wet, but there were slick spots on there. But, you know, people don't have any common sense when they drive. Don't you watch the news? Don't you see those multi-car pileups? Don't you see cars in ditches all the time? You want to be one of those? Because you're going to be one of those if you drive like that. I'm driving 30 miles an hour, and this guy's passing me like I'm standing still. And just because you have an SUV doesn't mean your car won't slide. Anyway, drive carefully out there this morning, all right? Some of the streets are snow-covered. I know Victory Avenue, where our station's located, is all snow-covered, so. I'm walking on sunshine. And you might want to put some salt on your steps this morning when you're leaving the house so you don't go sliding on your butt right down the steps. All right, as I told you, Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department is going to be in studio this morning at 7:06. We're going to be talking about winter driving, winter safety. What an apropos day for that, huh? Right now, it is still snowing. It's 33 degrees. Looking for a cloudy day today with a chance of snow with a high near 33. Chance of rain and snow tonight, less than half an inch, lows 28. Snow mixing with rain, maybe around an inch. Friday, highs near 36. Friday night, 1 to 2 inches of snow. Saturday, less than half an inch. But get this, cloudy on Sunday with a high near 8. There's something coming in that's going to be cold because all next week we're going to be in the single digits during the daytime and below zero at night. When? What happened there? We were sitting here near 40 and all of a sudden we're in single digits. Well, that's Wisconsin. So my daughter's in Florida, probably horse laughing. And I said to her once, she said, I see you got snow today. I said, at least when I get a weather event, it doesn't blow the roof off my house like you do, like you have it in Florida. I'll just shovel the sidewalk and we're fine the next day. So, she lived her entire life in Wisconsin 2 years ago, moved to Florida. And Florida's got its own problems. Hurricanes, tornadoes, thunderstorms every day. It's got its own problem. There's not one place in America that doesn't have a winter event problem. Not one. If there was a utopia, everybody would move there. But there's not. So, you know, even if you move down to Texas, you get floods all the time. Look at the rain going through the southern part of America right now. Cars being washed away. There's always something. You go out to California, you got earthquakes. You go out east, you get flooding. There's no place you can go. So be happy where you are, because when it snows, we just shovel it, and it's gone the next day. I used to talk to, years ago, we had meteorologist, I forget what his name was now. I just remembered it a second ago. Now I just forgot it again. That's old age coming in. I'll think of it in a second here. Elliot Abrams. Elliot Abrams used to be here from AccuWeather. And he once said to me, I don't understand when snow is in the forecast, maybe 6-7 inches of snow, 8 inches, people run to the grocery store and start stocking up on milk, butter, eggs, and orange juice and things like that. They think the snow is going to last for how long? The next day, later that day, the sun is out, you shovel it, but they think they have to run out and start stocking up. I could see if it's a hurricane, maybe. But when it snows 6-7 inches of snow, you just shovel out and go to the store the next day. I mean, the only time I remember it being really bad is when we had, it was Groundhog Day. I don't have the exact year. It was, 2012, around there. I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was 2011, right before I had my heart surgery. Yeah, it was 2011. It was Groundhog Day. We had 2 feet of snow, 24 inches of snow, and how I got to work that morning, I'll never know. And I'll tell this story later on again. You'll get to hear it again later on when the sergeant's here. So anyway, I get to work, and I'm exhausted. I mean, I had to park at Walgreens on Highway 20 and walk 0.9 miles in a blizzard with the snow up to my thighs. And I finally got to the radio station. I was exhausted. Tom Karka was here, gave me a drink of water. I sat down, and I couldn't believe it. When I got off the air later that day, the sun was out, the sidewalks were clear, the snow was plowed, everything was great. Gave me a drive over to Walgreens, I got my car. So what I'm saying is, even with 24 inches of snow, they clean it up. The sun will be out, they clean it up. So it's not the end of the world. So, that said, Bucks will be in Boston to take on the Celtics tonight, 6 p.m. right here on WRJN Radio. And tomorrow, get this. Is it tomorrow? Yeah. We got Catholic Memorial against Kettle Moraine, 7 p.m. High school basketball returning to WRJN Radio. That should be great. I'm looking forward to that. High school basketball back where it should be on the radio at WRJN. Okay. 6:14, good morning. Consumer Electronics Show going on in Las Vegas. When it was in Chicago, I used to go to the Consumer Electronics Show all the time. Yeah, I used to go with some friends at the radio station. We'd go all the time. We had a great time there. That's not in Chicago anymore at McCormick Place. Now it's just out in Las Vegas. And you see some of the items they have. This is the, I talked about the bidet. Maybe I didn't talk about that. There was a bidet. You know what a bidet is, right? It works off of Alexa and cleans you and everything automatically. Ugh. Anyway, and then they had the TV you can see through. They had the automatic door opener that wouldn't let a cat in with a dead mice. He has to drop the dead mouse in order to get in the house. Now, this is the latest one. New workout pants that deliver tiny electric shocks when you exercise. They're supposed to reduce fatigue by 6% and increase your performance by as much as 30%. I don't need to be tased when I'm working out. It's not going to make me go any faster. So pants that tase you. Now they say electric shocks. That's tasing. Don't tase me. New research says the average person gets a perfect night's sleep 132 times a year. A good night's sleep, 120 nights a year, and a bad night's sleep, 113 times a year. Stress and anxiety about health and upcoming tasks are the main reasons that we cannot sleep. People also try things like reading, warm milk, CBD, and melatonin to get some Z's. Only 28% of people say they have a solution that's very effective. You know, one of the problems is when I sleep, I get a song stuck in my head. And it's not a song I heard that day. It could be a song I heard weeks ago, and it's stuck in my head, and I can't get it out. Now, I'm one of these people that sleeps with a fan on my face 365 days a year. And that helps. It helps me sleep. And I've been doing that since I'm a little kid. It drives my wife nuts if I move and the fan blows on her and says, turn the fan. Like the fan blowing on her. So anyway, I get a song stuck in my head, and I can't sleep. Now, I have a little DVD player on the side of my bed, and I put on the Odd Couple TV show. I put on King of Queens. I have all the DVDs for these shows. Last night, I put on the Dick Van Dyke show, and eventually I fall asleep from it, which is nice. But, yeah, I get that stuff stuck in my head, and it just keeps me awake forever. 41-year-old guy in New Jersey caught passing fake bills at a convenience store since September. Now, the bills look absolutely real, but they say for motion picture use only on them. Now, these are money bills that they use in movies, so they don't use real money. Fairly large letters, too, across the front. Apparently, he'd intentionally go during busy times so the cashiers didn't have time to scrutinize it. But he tried the bank, and the bank wasn't fooled. Took time, a little time to catch him, but they did. You figured it would notice it says, for movie use only on the bill. Congrats to this lady. It can't be fun sleeping next to her, though, but she set a world's record. A woman in Toronto, Canada, broke the world record for the loudest nose whistle. You ever get that? Somebody, they whistle when they breathe. 44.1 decibels. Guinness says it's as loud as some bird calls. A woman's going viral on TikTok for telling a story about how she accidentally ordered a $2,400 cocktail that she couldn't pay for. Now, I went online and I Googled it to find out what was in it. And they don't really tell you the ingredients. They just say it was a $2,400 cocktail. How can you accidentally order that? I mean, when you say you want a drink, I mean, how does it come out? How does it come out like that? Cloudy today. Chance of snow. Well, we get that chance right now. That means later today. Highs near 33. Chance of rain and snow tonight, less than half an inch. Lows around 28. Snow mixing with rain tomorrow. About an inch. Expected. Highs near 36. Tomorrow night, 1 to 2 inches of snow. Saturday, snow less than half an inch. And Sunday, cloudy and cold with a high near 8 degrees. Right now it's snowing. It's 33 degrees at WRJN, a Civic Media station. Hometown radio, refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. It's 619. More to come. Keep it right here.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Jack and Diane, John Mellencamp, they once wanted to make that into a movie. Yeah, I don't know how they were going to do it, but he said no, he didn't want to do it. John Mellencamp from Seymour, Indiana. I think he still lives in Seymour, Indiana. Remember when he started out as Johnny Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, and then John Mellencamp kind of worked his way into his real name? I think he's an artist now. He does sculptures and everything like that down in Seymour. John Rosen, thanks for joining us, 621 at WRJN Radio. Two-thirds of pet owners think they share personality traits with their pets. Here are the top ones they think they share. You both like going on long walks. You both like going on hikes, car rides, spending time at the beach together, a love of peanut butter. You both hate mornings. You both like to stick your heads out the window while driving. No, I just added that one in there. It's probably true. Neither one of you like a change to your routine. You both enjoy treats, hopefully not the same kind. You both enjoy warm naps in the sun. And you have a strong distaste for new people or animals in your space. That's about it. I guess we do share a lot with our animals, huh? Including put our heads out the window when we're driving. That's good. All right, let's see what else we got for you here this morning. This is odd. But it's true. The mascots on kids' cereal boxes. And next time you're in the supermarket, look at this. Tony the Tiger is one of them. They're drawn on the boxes so their eyes look slightly downward. And that's a trick to make sure that if the boxes are high on the shelf at the grocery store, the mascots are making eye contact with your kids. And that's so true. If you go to the supermarket and you look at the toucan bird on Fruit Loops or Tony the Tiger or even the little leprechaun on... Unlucky Charms, they look downward at you because they want the mascot to make eye contact with your kids. It's kind of sneaky. Everything has its price, including our free time. So how much is yours worth? The survey asked 2,000 Americans how valuable their free time is. The average answer is $15.63 an hour. That's not even the minimum wage. That's what our free time is worth. I think mine's worth a little more than that. We all know it's usually not good to lose your temper because you end up saying things you don't mean. Research shows losing your temper can also cause health issues. There are four ways anger can mess up your health. Getting angry all the time can cause insomnia, digestive problems, wrinkles, maybe an early death. 88% of people now eat their meals in front of a TV screen. The average person says they only have five meals a week where they're not watching TV and looking at their phone. I eat all my meals in front of a TV. Everyone, my wife and I do too. Our latest thing is watching Alfred Hitchcock. We have all the movies of Alfred Hitchcock in these box sets on DVD, and one of them has a ton of the Alfred Hitchcock TV shows. Alfred Hitchcock Presents that Alfred Hitchcock directed himself, and we've been sitting in front of the TV watching that. Now we switched from Seinfeld, watching Seinfeld. Now we're watching Alfred Hitchcock Presents at night while we're eating. I forgot how good those shows are. They are excellent. We saw a great one last night. An excellent one. I'm not going to tell you the plot, but it was really good. Alfred Hitchcock was a genius at directing these TV shows because you only have like 23 minutes to tell the story, and he does such a great job at it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's we eat in front of the TV screen. I do that all the time. 1 billion seconds ago. What year do you think it was? 1 billion seconds ago. It was 1993. 1 trillion seconds ago, it was 30,000 BC. 1 trillion seconds ago, it was 30,000 BC. I can't believe 1 billion seconds ago was 1993. You wouldn't think it'd be that far back, but I guess it is. Wow, that's odd, but true. A video from an eye doctor in Newport Beach, California is going viral after she removed 23 contact lenses from a woman's eye. So how is this even possible? The patient was an older lady. Her eye doctor thinks she just kept falling asleep with them in. Then she forgot the next morning she put new ones in. She even tells her in the video it might be a world record, but believe it or not, it's not. The record is removing 27 contact lenses from somebody's eye. I don't wear contact lenses. And the reason is my brother was is an optometrist. And I said to him, maybe I should get contacts. He says, touch your eye. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't get close to touching my eye. He said, you can't get contacts. You can't even touch your eye. You can't get your finger close enough. You got to actually touch your eyeball with a contact lens. How are you going to put it in? And he's right. I couldn't do it, so I couldn't get contacts. So here I am. My next step is probably, everybody's telling me cataract surgery next. Because everybody my age is getting it. I mean, I can see with glasses just fine, but even the eye doctor said to me, next stop, cataract surgery. And I have no problem with that, but you're kind of incapacitated for a while they're doing one eye, then the next eye, and I don't want to take that, you know. I still have to drive to work every day. I still got to work with computers. I still got to read stuff. And I just think I'd have a problem if I had cataract surgery. Maybe someday. Want a long, happy marriage? Of course we do. A couple in the UK recently turned 100. They celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary. They say the secret to their success is two things. Having a small fight every day and still drink. Maybe the drinking gets you over the small fights. Who knows? All right. This is interesting. And this might be a new business opportunity for you. Scorpion venom is the most expensive liquid in the world. $39 million a gallon. The main reason is it could be a key to developing next-level medicines that could fight things like malaria, bone disease, even cancer. I don't know how you go about getting scorpion venom, but at $39 million a gallon, all you need is like a half a gallon and you're set for the rest of your life. I don't know, how do you get the venom out of a scorpion, though? Doesn't sound friendly. All right, here's a happy ending to this story. This is a nice story. A Colorado woman just became a police officer, and the officer who pinned her badge on is the same cop who saved her 20 years ago. He found her in a meth den as a baby. She eventually got adopted by a couple who gave her a much better life, and now she's a police officer, the same job of the person who saved her life. That great story. That bring a tear to your eye. I like that. I got to tell Sergeant Christy Wilcox that when she comes in at 7 o'clock. That's a good story. I always like stories like that. 44% of people say they follow the 5-second rule. You know what that is, right? The 5-second rule. Yeah, you drop something on the floor, you can pick it up after 5 seconds. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people follow that rule. Most of them would extend that time in places they consider clean. Well, make it a 20-second or 30-second rule. On the flip side, there are places where people would never consider eating off the floor, even after less than a second. A bathroom. Public streets and sidewalks and airports. I got news for you. I'll drop something on the floor of my house, like a piece of lettuce. I'll put it back on the salad again. Any place other than my house, I would never do it. I don't touch anything in the bathroom. It's like a soccer match for me. Not, my hands don't touch anything in the bathroom. I use paper towels for everything. I like the bathrooms at the Marcus Theater because everything is like motion detected. You don't have to touch anything when you go in that room. They don't even have any doors on the bathroom there. I love it. 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. I'm Don Rose and cloudy with some snow today. Highs near 33 right now. It's snowing 33 degrees at WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News brief at last night's Republican presidential debate, debating the candidate who wasn't there.
I wish Donald Trump was up here on this stage. He's the one that I'm running against. He's the one that I wish would be here. He needs to be defending his record.
Nikki Haley, rival Ron DeSantis in the CNN debate, calling Donald Trump a president with great ideas, bad follow-through.
I appreciated what President Trump did, but let's just be honest. He said he was going to build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. He did not deliver that. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He did not deliver that.
Trump holding a separate town hall event on Fox News. Closing arguments in the former president's New York fraud trial get underway later today. Trump will not be speaking after refusing to abide by the judge's conditions. After yesterday's avalanche at the Palisades Resort in California.
Our hearts are out to the condolences to the victim, the victim's family, and certainly to everybody else involved in the incident.
Resort's President Dee Byrne. One person died, three were injured. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin aged 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Ruggiehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are keeping an eye on yet another winter storm system that'll have the potential to bring 6+ inches of snow with very strong wind gusts and blowing snow, with snow starting late tonight, continuing through Friday, and wind really kicking in Friday night through Saturday. Stay tuned for updates today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder. Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and his name, heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I don't know. I'd be a lot better off if I would have studied more when I was growing up, you know? But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day, I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? And the spelling bee day, you know, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for little egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close. I was using numbers and stuff. That's why I admired that kid who spelled it wrong on purpose so he could sit down, you know? He knew he wasn't going to win, so why stand there for 3 hours? First round, cat, K-A-T, I'm out of here. Then as he passed you, I know there's two T's.
It's 33 degrees. Drive carefully out there. Our guest will be Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department. We're talking about winter weather driving. How apropos. Yeah, so that's coming up. Hey, don't forget, sometime either tomorrow or later next week, we're giving away tickets to Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild. You can win a pair of tickets, all right? That's coming up. When was the last time you read a book? I mean a physical book. When was the last time you actually opened one up? Well, 36% of people say they'd hit up Amazon if they had to buy a book. 13% say they'd try to find a bookstore chain locally. Can you find those anywhere? Well, I guess Barnes & Noble's around. 24% don't know where they could even get a book if they wanted one. That's kind of scary. You know that phrase, knock, knock, who's there? You know that joke, knock, knock, who's there? You know where that comes from? Odd but true. Comes from Shakespeare. Is from Macbeth. Knock, knock, who's there? So if you say that joke, you actually know something about Macbeth. You know there was a third founder of Apple besides Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak? Listen to this poor guy. He probably beats himself up every day. His name was Ronald Wayne. He sold his 10% stake in the Apple company for $800 after 2 weeks. You know what that 10%'s worth today? $100 billion, and he sold it for $800. There was another guy who probably beat himself up too. His name was Peter Best. Before Ringo Starr was a member of the Beatles, Peter Best was their drummer. Yeah. And he opted out. He said, the Beatles are going to go nowhere. I'm not wasting my time. As a matter of fact, he put out a record album called Best of the Beatles, which was kind of misleading. It was like his songs that he played with the Beatles, Peter Best, and it was called Best of the Beatles, which was kind of weird. But selling your 10% stake in Apple for $800, that guy's got to beat himself up every night. Good news, the FCC cracking down on those annoying auto warranty robocalls, which are often scams. People behind those calls have purchased access to hundreds of thousands of phone numbers, so it won't be easy shutting them down. Yesterday, I got about 10 different spam phone calls. Now, the problem is, it says spam risk on there. When I was doing Pete Schwab's show a couple of Friday nights ago, he had to call me to get in, and it came up as spam. It's a good thing I answered it. I never answer those phone calls, but I answered that one. Only because, you know, I knew he was calling from Green Bay. 13-year-old kid in Texas accidentally swallows the squeaker in a toy, a dog toy. You know, those things, when you squeeze him. He was trying to annoy his mom with it. Every time he breathed or laughed, the squeaker went off. His doctors and nurses started laughing at it. This kid's probably choking to death with a squeaker in him. And the doctors and nurses are having a good time. Luckily, they got it out. He's okay. In the 1960s, McDonald's tested a hula burger. It was a slice of grilled pineapple and cheese. That's it. No meat, nothing. Pineapple and cheese. It tested head-to-head with another new item at the time, the fish filet, the Filet-O-Fish. That sold 350 sandwiches. Only 6 hula burgers were sold. The hula burger was scrapped immediately. Here's some other things I once read about that McDonald's put out that failed. Mixed spaghetti. McPizza. And instead of chicken nuggets, fish nuggets. Now, the problem with mixed spaghetti was it tasted like ketchup with spaghetti. I mean, they're not an Italian restaurant. And people who tried it at the time said it tastes like they put spaghetti with, and it was cold, it wasn't even hot, with ketchup on it because their tomato sauce was awful. So that didn't last long. McPizza didn't last long either. Now, when I was in Atlanta, it was a test market for items. And they had down there, it was their answer to the Whopper and was called McFeast. I don't know if it ever made it up here. So they test marketed down there in Atlanta, the McFeast. I guess if you like the Whopper, you like that. It never took off because if people wanted a Whopper, they went to Burger King. So the McFeast was a failure. But you got to test these things out. You never know where the next big idea is coming from. But how did they think a slice of pineapple with cheese on a bun was going to take off? Who gave the green light to that sandwich? A single mom in Australia living out of her car. This is kind of a, you know, it's a sad story, but it comes out with a happy ending. But it's sad. A single mom in Australia living out of her car with a 6-year-old son posted on Facebook asking for help, finding a safe place to park and sleep at night. That's all she wanted. Where can I park my car where I'll be safe at night and I can sleep in there? Well, one woman did step up to help. A therapist named Claire Orange invited them to stay with her in her home. She started the GoFundMe campaign, hit over $20,000 before they closed off donations, and now they have a nice, warm place to sleep at night. It's a sad story, happy ending. Now that song, Glory of Love, Peter Cetera. Remember he wrote that song, The Glory of Love? He actually wrote it for the movie Rocky IV, but MGM United Artists decided not to use it. So it became the theme song for The Karate Kid Part II, hit number one in the Billboard charts, got an Oscar nomination, but it wasn't good enough for Rocky IV. Do you know how that theme song, Gotta Fly Now, was used in Rocky I and II? You know, Gotta Fly Now, it was an instrumental. Well, when they came to Rocky III, Stallone said, no, I got to appeal to the youth market. Instrumental's not going to cut it anymore. And that's where they came up with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. He said, I need something like, you know, Eye of the Tiger. And so they got Survivor to record it for Rocky III. Most breakfast cereals aren't very healthy. We can, you know, no one needs to tell us that. And the ones that aren't, you know, very tasty either, the ones that are healthy. So, a writer for thetakeout.com tried to strike a balance. She used guidelines from the Cleveland Clinic to find 10 cereals that are at least somewhat healthy and rank them from best to worst when it comes to taste. She also had her kids do a taste test on it, too. The best one that had some taste and was healthy, Cheerios. I assume they're talking about the non-flavored Cheerios, because they come frosted-flavored now. They come with all those flavors. They're fairly healthy, and most people like them, including the kids. Needless to say, the top 10 did not include any tasty cereals like Lucky Charms. That's my favorite, by the way. On a related note, Kellogg's is bringing back Cinnabon cereal after 5 years. All right. I'm sure that's not going to be on the healthy list either. Yeah, I don't think so. If you've flown on a major airline, you've heard these chimes in the cabin. Dong, dong, dong. You ever know what they mean? All right, here's a flight attendant explaining the three types of tones you'll hear. One chime is a passenger asking for assistance. The high-low chime, ding, ding, is one flight attendant trying to call another, or a pilot calling for a flight attendant. The three high-low chimes, ding, 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 ding. You don't want to hear that. It's an emergency. So never hear that one. I'm sure those people the other day heard it. You know those, the door plug where there should have been a door. It blew off. It was a door. It blew off the Alaskan flight. Just fell in someone's backyard. Flew off the plane. Luckily, they were only at 16,000 feet. Some kid got his shirt pulled off of him. And people's cell phones went flying out the window. Well, they found one of the cell phones the other day. And it was working. And they know it was working because the airline was texting this person about changing, you know, getting a new flight. And the text messages were coming in. So that thing dropped out of an airplane, 16,000 feet, landed on the ground, and was still working. That should be a commercial for that phone company. You can't hurt this baby. It got sucked out of a plane at 16,000 feet, landed on the ground, and it's still working. And it wasn't cracked either. The screen wasn't cracked. A little dirty because it landed on the ground, but they cleaned off the screen and it was still getting text messages after it fell out of a plane at 16,000 feet. Okay, I don't have a BMW. I have no want to get a BMW, but if you want a BMW with heated seats in your car, you might have to pay a monthly fee now. They're moving to a subscription service in a few countries, charging $18 a month for heated seats in your BMW. Not here in the U.S., though. Here in the U.S., if you have a heated seat in your BMW, no charge. So it's kind of scary to know they can actually turn the heat on and off in your car. Or unless you have to punch a code into your car. Maybe that's it. Punch a code in to get it to work. So you can't even heat your seats. Next thing they're going to say, well, if you want the defrosters on your window, well, it's going to cost you. You want the radio to work? Well, it might cost you. You want your doors to open up and your steering wheel to turn? Well, you want air in your tires? Well, it's going to cost you. 51% of Americans claim they can touch their toes without straining, which seems high. Maybe if you bend your knees. Let me see if I can touch my toes. Let's see here. Yeah, I can touch them. Of course, I'm sitting in a chair. But I can touch them right from my chair, right here, right now. That's not bad. All right, I could do that. I probably couldn't do it if I was standing up. Maybe I could do it. I'll try it during the break here, see if I can do that. Should cars have a feature that prevents you from speeding? There's a GPS-based way to do it now. Safety officials want the government to start incentivizing car companies to include it on all new cars. I'll tell you why I'm against it. There are times in an emergency where you might have to speed up to avoid something. And I'd hate to see, not working. I mean, you can't. I was told once by a boss once when I was a janitor, and I said, these people are filthy. I mean, they drop things all over the place. They're filthy in the bathrooms. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, you can't dictate morality to people. If people are going to do nasty things, they're going to do it. You can't tell them not to do it. And he's right. You can't dictate morality to people. And I learned that. So if people are going to speed against the speed limit, they're going to find a way to do it. It doesn't matter what the GPS is going to do. They're going to figure a way around it, and they're going to speed. Yeah, I should have that tattooed somewhere. You can't dictate morality to people. I'm going to put that on the sign hanging in the radio station. I'm Don Rosen. You're at WRJN 648. Cloudy, chance of snow throughout the day today. Highs near 33. Rain and snow tonight. Snow mixing with rain tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches of snow Friday night. Less than a half an inch on Saturday. But get this, on Sunday, the high temperature for the day is going to be 8 degrees. Wow. Bucks out in Boston tonight, taking on the Celtics, 6 p.m. on WRJN Radio. We'll take some news headlines coming up shortly. 6:49 at WRJN. Hometown Radio refreshed.
Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Song 651 WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here. Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department is coming up shortly talking about winter driving. And believe it or not, we planned this out when it was 40 degrees outside the last week. We didn't just plan it out just now. So it's just apropos today because it's snowing out there. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org. I think we have some news to talk about here this morning. Stuart J. Waddles is in our news center today. These are the stories we're watching. It's an inch or more that came down overnight with another pileup to come. A winter storm watch is in effect for tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. The watch warns of snow, heavy snow, with accumulations of 6 or more inches, along with wind gusts of 35 to 45 miles an hour, causing blowing and drifting snow, especially on Friday night. The potential impacts include the possibility of downed tree branches. This time, the highest snow accumulation is expected closer to the lake. A Racine man had pleaded not guilty to charges of making terrorist threats and causing a bomb scare at a Kenosha pick and save. A criminal complaint says 67-year-old Timothy Machitti was involved in a conversation with a store employee about vaccines and not wanting to take them December 7th. Police say store employees reported he made threatening statements leading to the evacuation of the store. His attorney says the charge is unwarranted. A Burlington man has filed a recall notice against Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, seeking to oust him before the upcoming November election. Matthew Snorek says his reasons for the recall include Voss's alleged obstruction of fair elections in the state by not moving to impeach the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and his lack of support for former President Trump. To force a recall election, he'll have to gather just under 7,000 signatures within 60 days. In response, Voss has dismissed the recall push as a waste of time. The village of Mount Pleasant, The village of Pleasant Prairie wants to be included in the incentives and other negotiations regarding a Kenosha casino deal. The village requested to be recognized as a cooperating agency in the casino plans associated with the Menominee tribe. Officials say they're not opposed to the project, but have raised concerns about its potential negative impacts on the community. The village is requesting that the Bureau of Indian Affairs stop pending approvals until an intergovernmental agreement is reached to address the impacts. And finally, state education officials are back in Kenosha today to gather feedback. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is hosting a listening session at the Unified Building this evening to engage with parents about the needs of students in public schools and libraries. Those are the stories that our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, is watching this morning in our news center. He'll keep you on top of those stories and more throughout the day here at WRJN. We're at 6:55. Coming up in just a few moments, we're talking about winter driving weather with Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department. She'll be in here shortly. I've got some other questions to ask her, too. I'm always curious. When I watch these videos on YouTube about police stopping drunk people, and I don't know, they have the patience of Job dealing with these people. I wouldn't have that patience. When they do the handcuffs, they're always like, putting keys in, loosening things? What are they doing with that? They never quite explain it because the people are drunk and they're not, you know, they wouldn't understand the explanation anyway. So anyway, I'll talk to the sergeant about that. I'm just very curious about that stuff. Curious about a lot of stuff. Don't forget, sometime in the next few days, we're giving away tickets, a pair of tickets to see Murder, a Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild. I hear it's going to be a knockout. Can't wait. Dial M for Murder. I remember the Alfred Hitchcock movie I loved. Can't wait to see it live on stage. Well, someone asked etiquette experts to name the 10 rudest things you could do in someone else's house. Now, if you're a guest in somebody's house, moving things around is a no-no, like rearranging cupboards or saying, that chair should be over here and moving it. Overstaying your welcome. Whether you're there for a party or staying for a full week, be mindful. People want you out of the house at a certain time. Showing up and then telling them about your dietary restrictions. Oh, this is nice. Thank you for making this beef Wellington, but I am a vegetarian. How about snooping? Don't go through the medicine cabinet or go through any drawers. Drawers and bedside tables are especially off limits. My wife and I, do you remember Nelson's Variety Store on Main Street? On Highway 20 there, Washington Avenue. Well, Nelson's Variety Store had these rubber or plastic bugs. And for some reason, I was in there several years ago with my wife. I was there with my mother, too. She loved that store. And we bought some plastic spiders and all this kind of stuff. They looked real. And they're in the medicine cabinet now for some reason. And sometimes I'll put them in the tub. And you open up, and it's scary because they look real. Even though you know they're in the house, they look real, these plastic ones. So we have it in the medicine cabinet now. So if somebody goes to our house and snoops, I'll hear the scream, and I'll know they were in the medicine cabinet. Ain't that clever? Ooh, I like when I do smart things like that. Should cars have a feature? I did that story already, didn't I? Yeah. This is interesting. The first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel survived. However, he died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel and got an infection, but he went over Niagara Falls in a barrel. If you ever go to Niagara Falls, they have a museum there. And you can see the barrels these people went over. I couldn't even fit in one of those barrels. They're so tight. But people did it, and they don't do it now. It's illegal to do it. But once they drop you in the river, I mean, you go over, and they can't stop you from going over the falls. I think at one time they tried to put a net across there from people doing it, but they got around that anyway. Here's another odd but true. The guy who invented Vaseline supposedly ate a spoonful of it every day. He lived to 96 years old. Sounds disgusting. Cloudy with some snow today. Highs near 36. It's 33 and snowing now. Drive carefully. Sergeant Christy Wilcox coming in just a moment from the Racine Police Department. We're going to talk about winter driving. What an apropos subject for today. 6:58 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it right here.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.